Happy Postseason 9, Potters! Valerie here. We didn't want to leave you all during the holidays without some kind of cosplay content, so we came up with a few bite-sized segments for you to snack on. Cospod Extras will be smaller features of the Cospod content you already enjoy. Check us out on your favorite podcasting services throughout November and December for Cospod Extras. We'll be back to our full episodes with Season 10 in 2021. Happy cosplaying!
Hey Potters, welcome to this Cospod Extra edition. We've actually got a special guest for you today. We've got an interview with Kia Sangria, and we're going to be talking about cosplay and blogging. So first and foremost, welcome to Kia.
Hi, thank you guys so much for having me. If you're watching or listening, my name is Kia Sangria. I'm a New York City-based cosplayer and costume designer.
Most excellent. We're really happy to have you and to talk to you. First, if you could just introduce yourself to our Potter audience and let them know how you got into cosplay.
Yes. So once more, my name is Kia. I'm from New York City, the Bronx specifically. And as far as the origin story of my cosplay journey, I first got into cosplay from watching Sailor Moon. It was one of the very first shows that I ever watched and ever loved, really. And I was so enamored with each and every character on the show, but like most importantly, their costumes. And like I decided at the age of like 11 that I was going to be that. Somehow, some way, I was going to be one of them.
It's the power of Sailor Moon.
It's such a, whenever anyone else says, oh, I got into cosplay from Sailor Moon, like, I feel like, I love that we all share kind of, like, the same origin story.
Yeah.
When it comes to, like, how we got here. I think that's so cool.
It's almost like an instant bond of, oh, you're automatically awesome because you love Sailor Moon.
Right.
See, I associate with Sailor Moon most, not because of the costume, but the toast and mouth running out the door.
Yeah. Perfect Serena moment.
Yes.
So one of the things that we were really interested in learning about you is that you blog for Fabric Wholesale Direct, and we would love to talk to you more about this. How did you start working for them, and what kind of prompted the partnership?
So when it comes to my story about working with Fabric Wholesale Direct, I actually started off as like a regular customer ordering my fabrics from them because they have like amazing prices on their fabric. And I went through their blog once I realized they had one, because most fabric websites don't really have a blog, or they don't actually update it. But that was completely different with Fabric Wholesale Direct. And I actually, for the first time ever, saw like cosplay like tutorials on there. And I thought that was absolutely amazing, because like when I first got into cosplay, there was no type of really like a real like resource for cosplayers to like know how to sew their costumes, let alone know where to actually get the fabrics to make their costumes at like an amazing price. And so when I saw that there were cosplayers on there, it kind of prompted me to like reach out to them and ask, hey, you know, I'm a cosplayer from New York and I make a lot of my costumes, and I see that you have like this blog here. You know, how can I work with you and like, you know, possibly like contribute to your blog? And funny enough, the very first costume that I made with Fabric Wholesale Direct for their blog was a dress for Sailor Neptune. So
nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. So if you would just walk us through a little bit of the process that you go through when making the blog. For example, how do you choose which character you want to do? And how do you select the fabrics that you're going to promote?
So that's a very interesting question. One of the things that I really value about my relationship with Fabric Wholesale Direct is that I have full creative control over the costumes that I make. So in terms of like how I decide which character I'm going to do, I come up with that myself and I say, hey, you know, this month, this is the costume that I'm going to do. And these are the fabrics that I want to use for it. I think these fabrics would be like the most appropriate, because when it comes to like making the costumes for Fabric Wholesale Direct, I always think about the end goal. And for me, the end goal is writing a piece that is very easy to follow and very easy to understand to people that are, you know, just now seeing this for the first time, because that's really what my mission is when I work with Fabric Wholesale Direct. I really want to help other cosplayers that are interested in making their own creations just kind of know the techniques for different types of fabric, what type of needles to use, what type of stitches you might need. how to properly read pattern directions, because that's something that I used to struggle with. And so when it comes to that, I'll look at a character and I'll just be like, okay, what is something new or different that I think other cosplayers should know? And then I will go ahead and pitch the costume based on that, because I know that by writing this tutorial, you know, a cosplayer may learn how to work with trim. They may know how to rhinestone. You know, they may know how to like hem sheer fabrics. I can teach them that with that one costume. So that's normally how I decide what it is that I'm going to make.
That's really cool. Is there any time where they're like, hey, we really want you to use these kinds of fabrics so we can kind of promote this a little bit more? Or is it just you go ham on whatever you want?
I'm allowed to just kind of go crazy with whatever it is that I want to do. I am very much open to them, you know, telling me that, hey, I want to promote like this fabric, but that hasn't really happened yet. So I have like that full creative control.
That is really cool.
Thank you.
That is really freaking cool. All right. So for you, what is the most difficult part of the entire blogging process?
That would honestly be photographing every single step involved in the creation of the costume. Because for me, sometimes I'll forget how something that's like, you know, breathing for me, like inserting a zipper, is not the case for like a lot of other people. So sometimes I forget to like take important pictures of like steps that are actually quite vital. In which I do figure out a way to like get that picture and then properly explain it. But just remembering that, you know, when I write these blog pieces, you know, there are like maybe teens and kids and maybe parents even that are like reading these and like following along on creating costumes for themselves or for their kids. And so it's just making sure that I'm capturing those vital moments when it comes to taking pictures for the blog. That's like the hardest part.
It almost sounds like you're trying to put together a cosplay portfolio, but almost in a different way, because it's like, oh, shoot, now I have to do an actual step-by-step of this.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, you know, something as simple as, like, sewing a button, and I'm just like, oh, yeah. I'm gonna sew a button, but it's like, wait, you have to take a picture of that, because I didn't always know how to sew a button, and right. So somebody else out there doesn't know how to sew a button, so you got to take a picture of yourself sewing the button here. So I have to, like, remind myself, like, hey, you need to capture that somehow.
All I can think of is that picture where it's draw a circle and then step two is draw the rest of the bleeping owl.
It's
my
so
cosplay
simple.
Life. Yeah, you just do it.
Right.
So what message do you hope to get across to people with your blog, and what do you hope people achieve in reading your blog?
I mean, ultimately, I really want people to not be so afraid of picking up the needle and thread when it comes to making their own costumes. Don't get me wrong. I love that we live in an age where if I see a character from like a game trailer in like a week or so, I can find the costume for it online someplace. I love that these are the times that we live in. But the sensation you get from like creating something yourself, it's so different, and I really want everyone to experience it. And so I really want to demystify like the process that is making like cosplay, because even when it comes to like regular sewing circles, we're like cosplayers, we're the redheaded stepchild, okay? No, really, like, you know, like right now we're in the Halloween season, so of course we're getting like featured and talked about and stuff like that, but you know, after Halloween is over, we kind of just like fade into the background. So it's like two things I want to do. I want to encourage more people to pick up the needle and thread, but I also want to make sure that like cosplayers are seen and that their creations are seen, because, you know, our costumes are just as beautiful as like any quilt. And so I want us to be seen, and I want more people to like just try their hand at like creating. I mean, you know, maybe like 5 or 6 years ago, we didn't have like cosplay patterns. Like when I first started like sewing for my cosplay, we didn't have patterns for Disney princess dresses. Like it didn't exist. We didn't have it. And, you know, thanks to designers like Canvas Cosplay, Yaya Han, and things of that nature, we now have these patterns at our disposal. And I really want more people to try them out, because I think that they're absolutely amazing. So I really don't want anyone to be afraid of like, you know, taking that step and trying to make something.
Awesome.
This is all taking me back to like cosplay.com days when you didn't have anything.
Yes, you had to just be like, how to make like this character costume.
You had to scroll through the forums endlessly in hopes that somebody has like a tutorial, and then they take you to DeviantArt and it's like, oh, here's a step-by-step.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Or if you can't find it, you have to make a post in a forum and you have to start a new thread, and it's like, I need to know how to do this. Where can I find this?
Right, and exactly. And that's where I started, and that's why I do it, because I remember going through so many blogs and like so many other things, like, how do I make this? And so I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to be the change that like I want to see. Like, I think the most recent costume that I did this for was I made an Elizabeth costume from BioShock. And I found this simplicity pattern for a corset. And I was just like, okay, I'm very intimidated by sewing corsets, but, you know, obviously I'm going to try. But I was like, has anyone done anything for this, like a tutorial or something? Like, does this exist anywhere? And then, like, there was nothing. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to make this for Fabricol Sell Direct, put it on their blog, but I'm also going to record a YouTube tutorial because I feel like this shouldn't be so hard. And so that's what I did. And so I've kind of had this mindset, okay, I can't find a tutorial for this anywhere. Okay, I'm going to make it, and then I'm going to record how I did it so that those who come after me will be able to figure out, okay, how do I make this?
That's really awesome. So I have to ask one of our grab bag questions, because I've actually read through a couple of your blogs, and that was one of the reasons I started buying from FWD. I was like, oh my goodness, they have cosplayers up in here. This is awesome. And then I saw the prices and I was like, yeah, I'm totally going to start buying from here. But I have to ask you, what is your favorite material to work with?
So I recently just like shifted gears. I'm really all about satin right now. Like,
I figured.
And before it was spandex, before I was like, oh, I am a spandex queen, okay? Like, this is what I do.
You're my soulmate.
Superhero costume. Yeah, and I'm just, because, you know, I have three machines.
Oh, nice.
So I have two home machines, one computerized machine that's just kind of like a standard home machine. I have one heavy duty machine, and then I have a serger.
Yeah.
And my serger is what I bought specifically for spandex because I was so into it. But I don't know. Right now I'm all about like shiny satins and just like sheer princessy like fabrics. Like, so I don't know, you know, check back in like 3 weeks. It might be something different, but right now it's satin. Like, this is where I live right now.
That's awesome. Hey, I'm so
after Halloween's over, it's going to change.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it is. I'm going to be submitting this project to Fabric Wholesale Direct this week, and I have no idea what it is that I'm going to do next just yet. So that fabric might change.
This is Amber, and all the time we've been doing this, has anybody ever said spandex other than me? I know, we have to think on this, and I don't believe so.
I don't think so. Although I do think we've had people say satin before.
Yes, I think satin is up
but
there.
But I don't think spandex.
So the fact that you said satin and then followed by spandex, that makes me so happy.
I mean, I specifically bought my serger for spandex. That is what encouraged me to even buy like my serger. And I love spandex, and I always will. I always will.
It's so versatile.
It's so forgiving. It is so forgiving. I feel like it's honestly the most beginner friendly fabric because it doesn't fray on you.
Yeah.
It doesn't fray on you. And you know, for me, when I first started sewing, I would get a fabric like this because, oh, it's pretty, but I'm like, why is it coming apart at the seams?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know how to prevent fraying. So if you're watching this, if you're listening to this, you know, I really encourage you to make spandex like your first choice of fabric to play with. It's so forgiving, and you'll learn a lot. And I honestly feel like if you can work with spandex, you can work with anything.
So true.
You can work with anything.
Absolutely. If you can handle because spandex.
Because you got people that only sew satin, and then you tell them, okay, spandex. And they're like, hold up. Like, what are you talking about?
This is a mystery fabric. I don't get this.
Right. Exactly. But you know, for us who start with spandex, you know, you throw satin my way, and it's just like, ugh. I'm gonna make this. You know?
Nothing. I got a princess dress.
Right, it's nothing. Satin, sure. I make stuff like this, but because I started with spandex myself. You know, I started off making little spandex, you know, mermaid tails for the Mermaid Day parade and stuff. Oh. That's how I started. So,
great.
Yeah, because I had an obsession with mermaids once upon a time. but yeah, I really feel like spandex should be everyone's first.
Plus, there are so many good examples and characters that people can use now.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
using spandex, there are superheroes everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. And that's why I encourage it, because, you know, outside of like anime and things like that, comic books too, there's an array of comic book characters that you can cosplay, but they all have the same fabric in common.
And it's great for any body shape.
No kidding.
Any body shape. It's so size inclusive. It is so size inclusive, which is, inclusivity is important to me. That's a whole other conversation when it comes to cosplay. It really is. But yeah, it's so size inclusive. Mm-hmm. Anyone can work with it. And for an affordable price too. You know, 2 yards of fabric will fit like most bodies if it's 2 yards of spandex.
Exactly.
You know? So cost-wise too, it's affordable. I mean...
So definitely true.
So where can people go to learn more about you and follow your work?
So you can follow me on Instagram at Kia Sangria New York. And then there's also YouTube, Kia Sangria 93. But to learn more about my creations and even recommend costumes for me to try making, you can follow me on Fabric Wholesale Direct's blog. And I do read the comments on blog posts. So if you ever have a question about anything that I've made, please leave a comment on their blog and I will do my best to answer you.
Awesome.
And hopefully soon we'll be seeing that Snow White costume.
Yes, you will get a full write-up on the Snow White, including how I added the trim to all of these little sections here.
Yes.
Because the pattern will not show you any of these things. But I will show you how to do these things. Kia will awesome. Show you.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much, Kia. This has been fantastic. And hopefully we get a chance to talk to you again soon. This is really awesome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. And everybody, please make sure to check our show notes so you can get all of Kia's information and where to follow her.